from 37C3. So, why are we here?
Eigentlich hatte sich der Flyer Service, Entschuldigung, der Moderationsservice Hahn darum kümmern wollen.
Moderation Service or Flyer Service Hahn actually wanted to do that. We're sorry, not a lot happened and now we're here. It was relatively spontaneous and a very critical mission we're undertaking here. Yes, very critical, because this is different than before the pandemic. As you can see, there's no people on stage right now, but all the more people will be passing the stage to present what has happened in the past 4 years. So we're under time pressure. So we've got two nice couches here on stage, and we hope that we will be able to create a nice atmosphere with those people we're going to interview or who are going to tell us something here. Some speakers will also be standing, but let's not waste any more time and ask our very first guest to the couch. That's Linus Neumann. A round of applause, please. Linus, you can choose your seat freely, and there's no need to introduce you, I guess. So, there's no couch table. Yeah, there's also no beverages. Yeah, we'll have that in 4 years. So, Linus, what year are we talking about? Four-year review, 2020, 2019, we had the last Congress. So, and then 2020, the year of the pandemic. I hear our viewers are remember. A year that will go down in history. It began relatively peacefully, and in the end of March, beginning of April, unusual events panned out in Germany with the pandemic, and as the CCC, we noticed a few problems relatively quickly, because many societal principles and also democratic principles such as data protection, fundamental rights were suddenly in danger. So, in the discussion about the COVID warning app, we had to do a lot of work, and it worked, and the app now does not have surveillance features. And I think Helge Braun called me at around Easter and asked me to explain, and was convinced to introduce a procedure proposed by data scientists. Yeah, that was the first idea, was to have full-on GPS tracking, to have people check into rooms and have direct warnings, and the app as it is now has an anonymous contact logging on the device, and it does not log where you've been. So, and this is not saved, and it's a decentral system, and there's a decentral place, and no one knows where you went and which people you saw. When Helge Braun called you, he's calling his assistants first, and then they asked me
ob man vielleicht umdisponieren muss, weil der anruft.
To arrange a call.
Okay.
All right.
Wie lange hat das gedauert? Ich glaube, ich meine, für uns.
How long did that take? Because in the times of the pandemic, you never know, was it 2 years, 1 year? Do you remember in January, February, when it started?
waren, glaube ich, ein paar Monate,
ne? I think it was a few months. So the decisive step was to define their cornerstones. So one approach that's acceptable has to meet the following criteria for this and that reason as cornerstones, and that was a very convincing solution, and luckily we didn't have any oversights. Oh, and there was the point that people basically had to certify themselves, and it worked quite well, I have the impression. But there was a different product, and you destroyed that. It was broken to begin with. There was this, well, the Fantastic Four needed money because they can't go on stage anymore. Yeah, Smudo, together with Nexenio, developed an app, or had an app developed. I don't think that the Fantastic Four were involved. They created an app where you can check into locations. And to be fair, it helps restaurants, for example, and we gave out a warning, and it only took a few weeks until police actually used logs from users, and everything we had warned against actually happened. So they had a slide deck, and after pandemics, yeah, you can pay using this app and you can buy tickets using this app. So they had a lot of plans to make big money, and they actually did that. Yeah, in Berlin there's one restaurant, they've got advertisements that you can pay using the Luca app. Well, we need to go there. Financed by some Russian investors that are also in strange eBay lists. Yeah, so it took exactly the development we said it would. So, speaking of that, what happens when you report a security gap to the German Conservative Party, CDU? Well, Lilith found out in a election campaign app of the CDU, she found very compromising security gaps and reported it, and to thank her, they sued her. Well, that didn't work out too well for them, did it? Of course, CCC always supports whistleblowers, so that was clear from the beginning, and then, well, we thought, yeah, it seems you can't report security gaps to CDU, so we published that, and then the phone rang on its own. We didn't even need to contact them. And they said, you can't do that. And we were like, so it was different people from the CDU who called me and who wanted to find a solution, and I suggested that they could take back the police report, and yeah, that was resolved quickly. It was a very dumb idea from CDU, and they were aptly punished. Well, we can't recommend anyone to report security gaps if they're going to be sued, so that's very clear, and I hope that CDU learned their part and will do better in the future. Well, then,
okay, perfect timing. The counter is running out. Linus, we're coming back to you. Yeah, leave the microphone, you don't need it. Yeah, we'll just seamlessly continue.
And
And please, Constanze Kurz and Rainer Rehak, for a short talk about the Constitutional Court Ultras, so the real fans. And my microphone is not working properly. Okay, now it's on. How you know it from our review, even for a four-year review, we have a short reminiscence to our positions at the highest court in Germany. The CCC had the honor to be expert three times. So about one of those cases, we want to talk a little more, but we want to speak, mention at least all of them. So we gave a notice about the, and all of our notices that we give are always public and linked to, and also the ruling is linked that showed that this law about the Secret Service of Germany, the law concerning them is not in agreement with the German Constitution, but we also have a Palantir ruling, and that went out in February 2023. And a third note, and that's about, I would say, a CCC special, namely a Trojan horse. A national Trojan. And even though we, since had to talk a lot about national Trojans and gave a lot of notices out about them, I still want to stress what changed about this market, how the question about how to exploit security issues, and of course we gave a lot of notices, and both of us, we represent the authors, and in all three cases, there were, and that's rare, a hearing, and some new information entered. And before Rainer now explains what our arguments were, I want to say that who wants to know more about Palantir, I can recommend the talk from yesterday, where I talked with two lawyers about this. So, about this thing now. So the National Trojan, our note about this, we were talking about a text from 2017, where we were providing helps with formulations and with how to say things. And it was about people who were, they were trying to prevent people from illegally migrating and things like that. So that's worth hacking now. And we wanted them to remove the use of national Trojans from the laws concerning judicial punishments. But of course there has a good reason, because in Germany there's mostly us who can say something about it without having a financial interest in it. And we are explaining how the connected society is set up. Because we are all connected in this, and we are all in this together with security and insecurity. And the smartphone is quite a central piece of our lives now. And we use it to control everything. And also there we authenticate with our smartphone. Two-factor authentication, everyone wants to have it. And that is where the national Trojan interjects, at the spot smartphone. And then they say, well, there's a difference if you are doing it online and just catching information at the source, where it's just about communication. And because that difference is not feasible from the technology. They want also established a source search plus that is just that is also about communication that is not happening at the moment. Yeah, so we really had to say something about that. And the background is that there's a lot of fears that the security services can't work anymore if everyone is encrypting. So the keyword here is going dark. And so we were reacting to that, of course, and we proved that it's nonsense. And it can be said, finally, even if you want to have such a Trojan, then you have to evaluate it and have risk management. You have to have correctives, and none of that happened. It's interesting that the traffic light coalitions now decided at the beginning that they always wanted to disclose. So they always wanted to have security issues disclosed, but of course they're not working like that now. And we expected to the end of the year that there might be another hearing, but there are no more meetings scheduled, so maybe at the beginning of the next year there will be another hearing. And as a last remark, Erdgeist and Rainer and me at the camp, so CCC, Chaos Camp, we talked about this. And of course, we talked about that and we publicized everything. Thank you.
We continue straight away with the soft round. We invited Kati for that, SETV, and DJ Spock for that. And a little applause wouldn't hurt. Kati, I'm going to start with you. Pandemic happened, nobody could go out. It became clear that no Congress will take place. What a shitty situation. So far, so good. But then somebody got the idea. But then, as we do on work, we have to find a video conference solution for that. Where did the idea come from? From your surroundings? How was it accepted in the court, in the club? Pretty well. In the beginning was different in the club. Oh, tell me about it. It was in the summer. It became clear that until autumn it's not going to turn out that much better. And you don't really want to do such a thing online, do you? People already hang on online in a lot of video calls. They don't want to spend even more time in those video calls. We said, well, challenge accepted. Let's try it. And well, and I guess a lot of you joined, had a good time, and yes. But I can't imagine the club like that. So very excited. Those are just 3,000 people. They were immediately stoked to do that. I can experiment that with that straight away. Well, it was a new topic. We got some curious software, started to own that a little bit more, which was intended for 200 people, and we had to scale that. Now please show the numbers. I can read them that easily in the beginning. It says something about 5,300 stream viewers at the same time, 1,600 cores that were used at the same time, 99% usage, something more I can't read. And there were some very impressive numbers. So you call Hetzner and say, like, okay, I got some software for 200 people. It's running out of bounds, so I would like to scale that a bit. Well, we had to just simply scale the software. We hit our limits when we noticed that the lobby can fit a maximum of 1,000 people, which is a problem if we have roughly 5,000 people at peak times at the same time. We had to find a few workarounds. We are a little bit intelligent as nerds, and it was not such a big challenge. But on day one, the challenge, we clicked more and more virtual machines because we hit the limits. Well, yeah, that's quite normal. We always are building up until we eventually tear down at the very end only. That's normal for Congress. Well, actually, the main challenge that we had, that nobody knew this platform. A lot of people knew what to expect at the Congress. Tables and chairs, maybe a little bit different, but this was completely new software. People had to get adjusted, had to know that you can make your own maps, do a lot of bogus stuff, and orient yourself. It was a lot of new information. Oh, so you did it yourself. Are there some people here in the hall who used that? Well, roughly 20% of the hands are going up. Well, those plans are hopefully for the drawer and not will be used again. Yeah, I hope so, but let's see. The backup that we actually built back then, we're using that for the assembly management at the moment, so we didn't discontinue it completely. So the hub that you're seeing at the moment spawned actually in during that time. Well, now transitioning to hardware, it was required a lot during the pandemic. A lot of people said like, okay, everybody needs a hardware to do video conferencing. A lot of hardware was too old. You took care of that in Freiburg and other locations. Yes, well, I'm here representative of a lot of the local assemblies. I don't know why, but anyway, well, you didn't say no. Yes, well, that's why I'm sitting here. No. Well, in the local newspaper, the Badische Zeitung, we made a call for hardware because we noticed there was a demand, called several other NGOs, which got together in the end. And over time, we got about 2,000 devices that we collected, put on Linux onto them, freshened them up a little bit, put in some SSDs, and then distributed them over several different channels. Early in the pandemic, when lockdown started, we had a lot of requests. Do you have some available, especially people from different circles? Is it like three kids, only one laptop at home, everybody has to do video conferences? The electronic markets are shitty and too expensive. We have a problem. And it worked really well. And even until today, we still get requests. Oh, I read the newspaper article back then. My mother cut it out, put it on the pinboard, and 2 years later, the computer is too old because the nephew can't play Minecraft anymore. And now we have a lot of interesting, very old devices, which we rather recommend for the museum. We review them. And interestingly enough, very little that we actually had to put to the trash dump. And now there are other other movements. There's a computer chest, for example, which also has a stall in 3+H, which wants to distribute even further. A big applause from my side. Very good work. All right, transition to Spock.
I heard Klopsa Culture, tell me more. Yeah, we wanted to have the club scene. And then we founded Klopsa Culture because the definition of culture is like 100 years old. And the laws regarding that are from the 60s. And we want to have club culture, festival culture as an equal kind of culture. There have been some successes in 2021. The parliament resolved that clubs are cultural sites and not entertainment sites. And now, well, clubs are still entertainment sites. same as casinos. So clubs are the same as casinos now nowadays. So there's this legislation we were very happy about, but the connections weren't really there, so the legislation wasn't able to get to it. But we, as a first in the Federal Republic, that for the first time that something about clubs was written in the coalition treaty between between the current governing parties. Clubs are culture has different club unions in it, Livecom, Clubkombinat, that's the union of all live venues. We are also doing events in Frankfurt, the only one in Germany or Europe with modern electronic music, with modern artists. We talked about it, the topic. We did it with different states, Länder. The parliament has to get it through, so we are trying to do it on the level of the states or Länder. We have different events where everyone could participate, just write what is club culture for you, and then you could like vote on it, and what the winning entry was: club culture is more than just techno. And that came from Leipzig, and in Leipzig this you can see that written on walls sometimes, and different ministries talked about that topic, and we've also been seen in different media. The Groove, which is a legendary magazine about clubs and festivals, apart from that, Deutschlandfunk, Taz, Spiegel, and so far. And this event wouldn't have been possible without our connections into club and festival culture, with the production here. We can only do that with the support from clubs and festivals and the people there. And yeah, have a round of applause for them. Very, very well, very fitting goal, hit the goal to a T. We are moving on to a topic I like a lot. I have like helps to formulate this, Erdgeist. Didn't I help you come up with terms here? Let's just start. You have 5 minutes. Your time starts now. Yeah, there's this election. After 16 years of conservative government, there was a new one, and that consisted of, well, do I get my slide? This prog rock quartet, and they tried to get a program to address the absolute slowdown of the previous government. So what they just wrote into what would be cool into their treaty, net politics. Oh yeah, that's cool. So they called us. And how do you do lobby when big companies do it? They give the politicians something they are supposed to read, and that's all kind of positive propaganda. They are calling that formulation help. How is it when these people are calling? They still knew us from events they themselves partly visited, and these people called us and were like, hey, we need some help from you because our people aren't that good. So you just go there in Berlin? Yeah, it was pretty hard. You want to do it correctly? The former government slept through it all. And now they wanted to turn off digital analphabetism, illiteracy. And I was like, yeah, sure, you can. IT, sovereignty, yeah. So how much of that has come true now? Yeah, well, okay. There's a lot in there that's pretty good. Yeah, sure. And in the end, it looked like they had some verbs and maybe some radical adjectives, but oh yeah, sure. And then they signed that treaty. And we are very glad there were no grammar problems in there. So there's not the causation principle for IT security. We also wanted to cause larger damages. Yeah, the person who caused that should also be guilty of it, of course. And you saw that in the governmental program and the coalition treaty, and the government, federal government, had a website, a government monitor, which is like progress bar for all the things they had in that treaty, to get a feeling how consistent it is. The gigabit strategy has 3 of 3 points for Germany. And well, we're all in the net. If you go outside, all the lawful lines are made, but we don't really have enough companies to lay down the cables. All these new companies still want to be monopolists with these new lines, but baby steps. Also, we now have the right of encryption, which is surprising after the years of chat control, which is the opposite. And the storage of data without cost has also been abolished, what we also wanted. What we need to look for a long time is the word cyber. The only place where it happens is, so we don't want digital attack weapons. We don't want to use the internet as a war region. Government says yes. So the government thinks about cyber, meaning they can go to the internet and do war. So the question is, what could you have done when these lobbies have these propaganda tools and they don't work for us? So maybe we just have to write them the laws so they can copy-paste those, and we don't have to wait until their people get around to it. Yeah, Chaos Radio, we talked about these results of this propaganda text critically. You looked at it, our grade is a 3-. So you can listen to that and see if you agree. Erdgeist.
On point. Was it worth being excited? No. We have to talk about the white sweater. So I've got some member informations here. The official authority representative brings us some statistics. I'd love to. Thank you. Well, the most exciting news for us in the member administrations was the member statistics. I've got a nice graphic here that you'll see in the background. Yeah, as you can see, at the end of 2019, we had a little lower than 7,900 members. And at the end, we have about the same. So usually the development of CCC is like sky's the limit, right? But this has changed because we've got many members who don't pay their membership fees and drop out. But still, we have a very stable development, and we've had this over the COVID years as well. If we look at the beginning of the diagram, you see a skyrocket. That is the development after the Leipzig Congress in 2019. So that's a classic Congress high. But you might have seen, if we show the slide again, it went down pretty rapidly after that. That is because of a change in the terms and conditions. If members are no longer reachable and haven't paid their fees in a few years, we can drop them out. And we did that two times. You can see that in the beginning, in the first drop after the beginning of 2020, and you can see it in the middle, the steep drop in 2021. In the middle, that represents about 400 members that we tried to contact by mail. We wrote at least two letters that were returned, and we looked at the list, and well, we knew some of the persons, we contacted them privately, but still we had to kick out some members, kick out some dead members, and this is how this developed. So that's about it for member statistics. That's an image riddle. This is the share of email addresses using GPG. 20%. I think there's room for improvement because we like data protection and we like encryption. We think it's pretty neat. So applause to all GPG users. We are also very involved. If you have problems, there's an automated mail. We really like to help you. We also have a new software feature, a web key directory. So if you have your own domain, you can create a path using a certain scheme, and we automatically download your key and use it. So this number is not in the 20%, it's on top. So I think that's the most important points about GPG. There's something I want to mention about membership. Some of you may know it's a technical detail, but we often have requests from people wanting to join the club with their enterprise. And we used to have this possibility in our terms and conditions that associations, organizations, and so on could join us. But we took that out ages ago. Only natural persons can be members of the CCC. And what we also did over the course of the COVID pandemic was to, well, migrate, kick out, whatever, these members, so they're no longer in our member list. So we also adjusted the terms and conditions to reflect that. So if you're an enterprise, we love to have donations, but you can't be a member, sorry. All right. That's it from my side and my bureaucratic advertisement. All right. Volkorn, we'll pass the floor to Anna, and we'll see you off the stage before you kick us out of the club. So, Melzai, is welcome to come on stage, and they will talk about a group I like very much because they do cool things about that's Hexen and Feierschanks. So I'll position myself here so I can see the slides. Hi, I'm Elsa. I've been part of the Hexen since 13 years, and even if we increased our communication team, it's always me who is doing this year review, and whoever I'm looking at right now in the audience, it's your turn next. So over the course of the past 4 years, a lot of has happened, and I'll also do two announcements, so stay tuned. A very important topic, well, we've got two very important topics. One is our anti-stalking project and our event orga. One of our most important projects that we started in the past few years is the anti-stalking project, antistalking.hexen.org, and you can see that it's a very direct communication with people, because we basically ask them, what is your problem? So some of our members who've always been in contact with women's shelters built a critical mass within Hexen and realized that they have enough capacities to do this project, where they have consulting offices where women can be consulted with technical help against stalking. For 1 year, during the pandemic, every 2 weeks, they had meetings to write this page, and it's been online for 2 years. And since then, we're getting, thank you, since then, we're getting weekly, monthly requests from women's shelters all over Germany. It's very important to talk about singular cases, because we often have children involved in those cases, and it's very important to document stalking behavior in order to get a restraining order, for example. So this is the goal of the groups. So they composed a help guide. And sometimes when we have the capacities, we train people in women's shelters so that they can work with the affected persons directly. And I would be very happy if a lot of people here, because it's not a woman-specific skill to document and clean up the devices, to contact us at hexen.org and to help affected people, not just to have cleaned up mobile phones, but also to provide the documentation to the courts that they need in order to be helped. And what we did, for example, in our diverse remote congresses, what we also do is a podcast, because in the past 2 to 3 years, we've built a podcast collective. So we have no fixed topics. We do just whatever we're interested in. And we've got an international Hackspace series that has two episodes, and there's also an episode about cyber stalking. So you always have a transcript. If you don't want to listen, you can also read. So that's our two big news. Next, over the past few years, we've had a lot of remote events, and we really have to say, on the first replacement Easter Hack event, it started and it got more wild and wild. with a lot of pixels, and the next year it escalated so much that we had our own stream. This year we crashed a big blue button server with 200 people in the Q&A, and we had a 1.5 hour Q&A that was a Flinter panel Q&A about IT security, what it's like to work in IT security. That was 1.5 hours of Q&A, and we still had to postpone some of the questions. But what it means is that on one hand we got more active on the physical events, but also in the virtual space. And after 60 Hexen have subscribed, we're now 781 Hexen. And what do we do then? You found your own conference in 2025, so in 2 years we will have a Hexen conference. And we might tell you at the end of 2024 where, when, and how many people can join. This is the first time for us, and we'll make it as big as we can handle, so that our orga team can stay sane. But that's the news we can announce, and with that, I'm out of here. Thank you for your report, and we're excited to see what's next. So, our next speaker is a well-known guest, Linus and THS.
I'll hand over the microphone. So Linus, what did you break? It was broken before? No, not the microphone. It was just working. You touch it and it breaks. Have a seat. I'll come to you shortly. We didn't break anything. It was broken before. Yeah, we're talking about a topic now that I like talking about as well, but I'm not talking, I'm asking. It's about state or national Trojans. So in general, it's broken already, the whole system. You don't have to break it. But now, someone or a company that also broke. It didn't only break, it also gone now, sadly. So I think a police report that you were part of, well, so netpolitik.org, and written in German, was part of that. So shortly, there was a state Trojan producer called Finn Fischer that was originally from Germany, where we assumed that a sample of that Trojan was used in Turkey against opposition politicians. And now the question was that a Trojan or a virus from Finn Fischer? And if that was exported after a certain date or created after a certain date, because there were export controls introduced, and after that point in time, no longer the software would have been allowed to be exported to Turkey. And the Society for Freedom helped us, and we compared it against 27 other samples. A few of those were already public knowledge and were analyzed before, and then we added in a few newer ones with the background of figuring out if there are commonalities between the samples that are obvious and that obviously are part of Finn Fischer, and a few samples that are not obvious part of Finn Fischer. And there were a few that were found after the export controls were introduced. And so we had a proof that others had made before, that it was Finn Fischer. And I think that because we had this whole family tree established, we hardened the proof. And the sample doesn't just fit through similarities, but also in the timeline. And secondly, with the used libraries that are in there, we could show that it was also created after the export control. Yeah, so it was created after that came into power. And yeah, so, well, first of all, we published a few tools. With that, Finn Fischer could be fingerprinted, and we gave that to the border control and the police services in Germany, and they can try that with their own samples because they are customers of Finn Fischer. So we allowed to search it in the viral databases, and not only libraries but also other commonalities like the methodology and 2019. In our talk, we already published that and a report that Linus and I were writing, and a lot of results of other groups also were part of that, that analyzed Finn Fischer samples, and we brought that all together, checked it for plausibility and checked it again, and the border control office and the main lawyer at the state lawyer really liked that, and they started investigations into that, I think 2020. So 13 to 15 places they had investigations in the business rooms and in private rooms that were connected somehow to the Finn Fischer corporation, and that led to the state lawyer of Munich. Well, they wanted to seize all the money of Finn Fischer because they thought that this money might have been gained by illegal ways. And what do they do next then? Right, they say, well, we don't have any more money. So yeah, we think maybe they don't want to get punished anymore, but of course punishment and the law is unconnected to them being a company still. And so they have to protect themselves. But I want to show a small, want to make a small note as well. So 2 years ago, I had to go to Canada to a security conference and just sit there at the reception until people of a public agency, a state agency, when they came to me, and so these members of the agency came to me and said, thank you, great, great work. So we are cyber head shadows now. So yeah, I want to have help now. And I had an interesting talk with Flupke, and something else broke. Flupke, where are you? Wait, I have to hand over the microphone. Hi, so what did you break? Have a seat. Do we have slides? Because there was a nice headline, so break what breaks you. So I was expecting this title. So that's here. The headline from the Express newspaper. Elections were coming and they had to publish something quickly, something with blockchain, and it came out a few days before the election, and this minister Scheuer, minister of of Transport was responsible for that, a very sad person, a public person, and they should be you should be able to have your driver's license on there and a lot of other things. And would you say, like Linus, it was broken before? And yeah, it was. So Lilith and I checked it out, and it was pretty obvious pretty quickly that there's a machine in the middle problem. If I connect with the app and I want to authenticate to a third person, just my identity is checked, but not the person I want to authenticate for. So if someone just tells you, yeah, I'm police, so give me your ID, that would work. How long was this online in the blockchain? It didn't last long. There were other problems in the details. So if you look more closely at the service, they, full of panic, really took it offline completely. So yeah, it was completely off. And after that, not much was heard of it. What was funny about it, the creator is that, well, we had to turn it off. They justified it. So the political enemies with hacking affinity were banding together. And they saw confronted with very sophisticated attacks, but on a technical layer it was trivial. And we don't really need the solution, because we already had one that was way better than what they tried to create there. And yeah, that position is what I also explained to the digital working group. Please, we already have a digital ID. We already have an ID with digital signature that works, and a lot of work already went into that. Why are you wasting so much money on the blockchain stuff? So that topic is through. The EID wallet will not happen like that. But yesterday you told me that on the European layer something is coming. What's your feeling about that, your gut feeling? How long will that be online? Well, let's wait and see until they release something, and then we'll have a look. But did you count how many, so I didn't do something with ID and digital solution, how many of these projects there were? There were smart EID projects. How many of those ID projects, also without blockchain, were they? There were many that had blockchain in the title. There were blockchain grades that fell apart. So a lot of stupid digitization projects with just adding blockchain were invented. Yeah, there was also the e-recipe. So, but that doesn't exist. How can you break it? So it's a recipe or Rezept is a German term for getting your medication. And yeah, of course they thought, well, we could just use this system. It's not safe. And the problem here was authentication. How do you make sure that the patient that is at the apothecary, or at the drugstore at the moment? Well, normally there's this paper voucher that you just hand over, and then the apothecary can also claim money back, and now there's at least a QR code. So it's digitized, but it's no longer pink, as the German one used to be. But you still have a paper clip, piece of paper. And of course you need a digital way as well, because it's proper digitization. And the idea was, well, everyone has a card for their insurance, and with that you can already also get your receipt, your prescription. But of course the smart card that you can imagine, like a PGP smart card that you can use to sign things, to prove that you are there, and for that you need a PIN, and almost nobody has that. So what did they do instead? There is a database and created a test for that. But the trouble with that system was, or is, that the e-prescription server is not really tested, because just the insurers can test it. It's used for when the doctor is doing their papers, their paperwork at the end of the quarter, then it can be tested. But it was never meant for apothecaries or drugstores. So now it was possible that apothecary or a drugstore can only accept the prescriptions of a person if they have their number there. Only with a number, so it's not really secure. So it should have started so often. Well, it started 2 weeks ago. My mother told me it works now, and it's even more complicated than before, shortly before the holidays. So I thought this was already on. Well, I had a few talks about that, and I always had to renew the timeline. So I'm still talking about the drugstores. So instead of both people being able to just test it, we now have a centralized e-prescription server.
Well, you didn't only break something, you also fixed something, right? Well, that was slightly extraordinary for a hacker. 380 to 400 million euros actually saved the German health system. Well, I'm curious. Tell me more. Well, it's about the TE connectors, which you can imagine such a VPN router, Fritzbox, which is in the doctor's office, which is communicating with the TI infrastructure, the servers where the electronic documents are. And the problem was that there were a lot of certificates which actually expired, and you couldn't just confirm that in a browser that you accepted anyway. Well, you know, just continue. But you couldn't access it anymore at all. And so the producers or manufacturers said, like, okay, it's implemented in the hardware, so we can't do anything. And then I looked at the Heise newspaper agency, reverse engineered, disassembled it, and with together with Annika, we built a patch, which, when accessing the certificate file, just briefly exchanged it. So you could extend the certificate online, or the manufacturer could, and they didn't know about it. Well, they knew about it, and due to public pressure, they liberated the policy. Well, some then implemented that, some didn't. The money is gone anyway for the doctors, because they switched to a subscription model on a monthly basis. But at least they didn't produce a lot of electronic waste, but have now an alternate revenue stream and don't have to take such matters anymore. And do you also get calls, like dinners? Thank you for it. And well, somebody from Gematik contacted me due to the e-prescription, was interested, but they also implemented a solution for the e-prescription, which I recommended in that way, but it's not really that somebody from the higher authorities called me related. So how about you all do that, and then we're gonna throw you off the couch. Sorry, Anna, I cut you off. Well then, let's continue in a constructive, destructive fashion, and ask Kantorkel to the stage. Provide him with a microphone right away. Your microphone. Enjoy. Oh, do you smell it? That's a new oil. And if you look around, the internet splatter. then there's data everywhere. And straight in the middle of the pandemic, we looked at a lot of data leaks, published a blog post about it, CCC reported 6.5 million data sets and published in leaks. They were often accessible via GitLab, often open SQL servers, productive systems with leaked data, but we could report those individually and see how the companies are actually reacting to that. So about 1,000 prints of your dental records, also airline records of a company that didn't exist for a few years anymore. We published the blog post and it wasn't over with that. We also did a learning checkup later on. And our resume is only data which is not being collected cannot be abused. We report not only our own security vulnerabilities, but also support, and want to talk a little bit more about that. We started already in the last month a little bit more intensively than before to also accompany people after reporting those vulnerabilities with responsible disclosure and contacting the companies. One of the points would be to not dig deeper than necessary. So if I have an open database with a lot of interesting data, I don't have to dump the entire database, but maybe just a few entries to show that you have access. And then you can count those entries and don't have to not get all those data, which you then can't lose afterwards. It is yet a little important to make sure your operational security is safe. So any of you who want to report any of that can contact us at disclosure@ccc.de. More information is also available at ccc.de/disclosure. And another news. We also want to talk about all the cases that we are a company, but a lot of those are not valued in an individual blog posts, but we have five of those cases on our website now, and we'll process a backlog over the next few weeks and months. With this, we're coming to another data leak, which was a biometric database of the US military, or rather the biometric database of the Taliban, which we unlocked. So in August 2021, similarly to several others, we heard about the retraction of forces in Afghanistan, and the Taliban acquired a lot of infrastructure of the US military. Amongst those, a lot of biometric data devices, as seen in the picture, and those did not end up in the hands of the Taliban, but also on eBay. So eventually in my hands. And with several people, we had a more intense look at those devices and were actually surprised because there's no protection whatsoever. We just turned it on and there was data, highly sensitive data, more than several thousand entries of a lot of Iraqis. We had a lot of face scans, iris scans, a lot of fingerprints as well, and a lot of further data points. They were on the devices completely unencrypted, on Windows XP machines, actually. We also tried those devices on ourselves, but refrained from uploading our own biometric data on a .mil server. We reported this, but the reaction was rather surprising. The US military said, well, thank you, please contact the manufacturer. We also informed the German army, which also used those devices. We contacted the manufacturer and they didn't reply at all. Too bad. We published all of this roughly 1 year ago, then for a long time nothing happened. In the middle of 2023, a special agent actually contacted me. It's always nice to get contacted by those people. Can we please get those devices? We provided them the 6 devices that we had, and they returned them to us. They didn't pick them up at the package shop where they had been deposited for them. We started a second to try, and just shortly before Christmas now, those devices actually arrived in their care. Another resume is that it's always a bad idea to collect biometric data in great quantities locally, but this is not only valid for the US, but this also applies to Clearview AI. This applies to the police in Hamburg, but also on the European borders. Then, as an exception, we don't send you from the stage and ask Khaleesi to join you on the stage. Welcome. Your microphone. Don't throw away your glasses, Henning. No, just pick a topic. You don't only buy topics on eBay, but also pull weird bags over your head. Well, there he is. Almost didn't recognize it. The de-anonymized version of him. Why do you put bags over your head, and what is this abbreviation? Well, the abbreviation at a later point, just talking about the bag now. Lately, we had the initiative of Reclaim Your Face against biometric surveillance. And as part of this initiative, we were also in the European Parliament and talked with politicians about that we actually would like to see a prohibition against the biometric surveillance. The bag would be the perfect solution for against collection of biometric data, but the law would be the second best. Right, so you wore this bag in Brussels? Yes. We were visiting the European Parliament and presented to the Parliament how the second best protection might look like, but asked to also adjust the AI Act accordingly. And if Kantoko and me are showing up somewhere together, the European Union is never far away. And now we can solve the abbreviation of EDRI, which stands for European Digital Rights, which is an organization which about 20 years ago was founded together with the CCC, which is a founding member, and Kantoko and me are representing the CCC inside of this initiative. This much to our role. And so what can you describe EDRI in one sentence? Well, Erdgeist always talking about lobbyism. Linus is always being called on the cell. And we do this voluntarily. And you know the EU games, which is slightly more stressing and complex than our national discussions. And so we thought about having people actually being paid for this. So we have an office in Brussels, which is maintaining the contacts, which is on site, can meet the deputies and organize events. Just go there, offer our technical expertise, and specifically at the right moments, which is sometimes difficult to foresee when those time points in time are, and that will be more effective. And Kantorkel, what was the result of the bag over your head? Well, that's a good question. The press report was terrible to read, and it looked like the exceptions for criminal prosecution are going to be enormous, but that's not the final text yet, so it's difficult to make any final statement. Yes. Okay, but so there's a done deal law, but we don't know the text? Well, maybe the text is not finalized yet. Okay, so it stays interesting. It also stays interesting, the next EU topic, your favorite topic. Chat regulation is staying interesting today at 7:15 in this hall. We're going to have another presentation on this topic. If we don't overdraw too much, you will have more time to talk about that. Well, not all presenters are here yet, so we have more time. Well, some last words. So if people say, well, European Union sounds interesting, how can I get more information about that if I want to get more involved on a European level? Is it more or less difficult than in Germany? Well, we have EDRI, so we have a professional office which likes to take care of that and also establish contacts if you're interested. But what we observe everywhere is that people who have a lot of technical expertise are often not contacted or regarded in high esteem, but also people like Flipke and us are also providing their technical expertise on European level. We have a lot of complexity growth over last year, and consequently the regulations also becoming more complex, and if a lot of those people don't have the technical expertise, a lot of things are coming out of there that don't really make sense. And so I invite all of you to have a look at the EU legislative train to see what's all going to depart soon. Have a look at EDRI, and if you want to get involved, look at the work groups and the topics at EDRI. So contact Kantorkel or me. Can you see? Right. All right. Thank you very much. And a big round of applause for all of you.
Kalesi and Kantorkel, thank you. Thanks a lot. You're losing your microphone. You go dress back up. We have Ruru, who will talk to us about young people in the chaos universe. You can have a microphone. Yeah, take that in the middle, that one. Chaos Jetzt, Chaos Now is a self-organized group of young technic-interested people below the age of 25. We want to have easy, low-barrier access. In Chaos events, we're doing Geek Ends in February in Hamburg and later in Dresden. We're talking about stuff, and sometimes we're inviting experienced boomers. Our Geek Ends are free. If you want, just make a gang, follow us on Mastodon, and show up at the next Geek End. So you're saying I'm also allowed, yeah? I could also come? If we invite you. Thanks. Okay. In that case, let's get it on. Let's go on with Miri. Miri will talk to us about the chaotic carburetor stipend without cars. It supports master exams with 1,500 euro. That is financed by the CCC. Why does CARS do that? It's the reason is that we want more action, less reaction on this all this shit. More transformation, making utopias possible, and support scientific work that looks at information technology and its impact on society, and also develop ideas on how utopic technology could be thought and lived. Now I lost my train of thoughts. And all of this is supposed to be on the foundation of the hacker ethics, hacker laws that we've learned recently at this stage. The idea is that from the perspective of natural and technical sciences, but we would also love to see applications from cultural background studies. We have 46 applications in just 1 year. How do we decide who gets the money? We have a little gremium. There's six people from the chaos, Gamo, Genpei, Denvite, Lana, Pico and me. So we have a larger bandwidth about what kind of topics we are covering. This is a very smart system. We have tools where we can give points and decimal numbers to make decisions. It's not very easy. Sometimes an idea is really good, but the methods are, sometimes we are writing back to the applicators or ask what they want to do with the money. And right now we are giving four stipendiates per semester. We had eight last year, and three works are already done and two are in progress. And the finished essays we will look at in a chaos near thing, in a podcast or the Datenschleuder or at an event like this one. We wanted to invite the three authors of the essays. Well, they didn't want to come, so I'm here now. These three theses are finished. The titles can be looked at our blog. The first one looked at empowering yourself in open workshops in the Lausitz. The second one was about the possibility or impossibility of self-determination, and one other was a cartography of the digitalization or something. Did I forget something? Looking at my cheat sheet. Oh, you still have 42 seconds. Oh, no, I've said everything. So visit our website. Apply if you're having a master thesis. Share the great message. We infos are everywhere at the walls. Have a text you can share easily for the usual institutes. So if you want to partake, just tell us, and thanks for your attention. Miri, thanks. Paki is here on my list. The Paki, he's coming from the German part of our neighbor of Switzerland to talk about data politics. This is hello in all the four languages of the Switzerland. In Switzerland, we also have this silly EID from the EU. We already know that in Switzerland, or maybe people should be able to ID themselves in the internet, but the first laws were so bad that we had to have a referendum about it. It was so bad that the net political community in Switzerland, like 20,000 people, went to the meet space and collected signatures. Yeah, thanks to everyone who helped. And it was so bad that we didn't only put through the referendum, but we could also impress the voter enough that this resolution was really bad and that they couldn't take it. They basically said that large companies would be able to give us IDs, which, like, no, you cannot do that. The more important thing was we had this referendum, this vote. That means in Switzerland they have to hear us, they have to hear our community in Parliament whenever there's something like cyber in the law, because in other case we'd have to go, well, this is a nice law you have there, it would be bad if something happened to it. If some kind of law would apply. Well, we didn't only say don't do that law, we also organized that some days after the vote, five fractions, which are all the fractions in the National Council, said we want to do the EID, but it has to be low on data. Now we had the new sketch for it, and yeah, sure, we are not happy about it, we can say that. We have to stay on the hunt here, but it looks better than the first one. In the thing of e-identification, we would have liked to have, if you want too many data, too much data, you'll do a crime. They don't want that. We have to stand against that, but it's all right. It's a good development. What was also close to my heart was Jugendhackt, youth is hacking, like this picture. We are doing this that already every few years in Währing this year. I can't be the only the white guy on the stage. We need the youth, and they are not growing on trees. So we have like 40 mentors and participants in the Bitwäscherei hackerspace. They worked for 2.5 days under their mentorship, and what we saw was pretty very cool. And we love seeing what our next generation is doing, and are very hopeful in the future for our next generation. The details aren't clear yet, but I will very strongly work to have another one next year, maybe with a few more participants, but we'll see that when we come to it. And what you can also see down there, that's the Winter Congress in the first and second of March. It's the seventh one of the Winter Congresses. Last year we had 500 participants, and this year we are in the Casino Theater in Winterthur. Tickets and program are online. You can buy some tickets if you want to come to Switzerland. If you have more questions about net politics in the Switzerland, you can find us in the About Freedom cluster. We are meeting this evening at the Späti Bar for a Spezi. A Chunk. Thank you.
So, Paki, merci vielmals. And auf Wiedersehen. So, looking forward to the next session. I would like to ask Aal, DNB and SNT to the stage. Aal, what's going on? What's this? Where's your face? I'm speechless. So make yourselves comfortable. We'll be asking. This is the purpose of this event. So tell us about the Easter egg. I can tell you something about the camp. Was good. All right. Well, we were happy. to have an event for Easter Hack in Hamburg, and it was about 999 people only, of course. And yeah, it was nice. It was nice to have such an event. Was it the first real world event? Well, there had been those before the COVID pandemic. Yeah, it was nice to see that people actually need those kinds of events. Virtual is all nice, but seeing people is fun, and it inspired and motivated me for this year. So as Hamburgers, we were happy to see that we can still do it, and we'd be happy to do it again in 2025. So mark this in your calendars. So that's a nice little event. There's always burgers to have. And yeah, bring your own cup. Yeah, you can bring your own cup. We also provided cups this time. If you have one, it's always getting better. Yeah, it has one disadvantage. It fits the dishwasher, but you shouldn't put it in the dishwasher. If you have one, you'll understand. So you said 2025, no 2024? Well, it's very exhausting to do events like that, and there should be other groups who can experience this, so it's going somewhere else. Also, the weather is terrible in Hamburg. Yeah. You don't want to experience that at Easter. We didn't only have Easter Hack, we had other events. We had a highlight this year. We were able to do a camp. So you lost the bet with the digger and the... Well, it wasn't a digger. It was a... It was a stacker. So, what we can tell about camp, it's every fourth year. So this year was the first time without the help from the managers. So we learned a lot because we did a lot more work ourselves as the core group from the CCC. Some of the work was taken up by others. We had external competencies like the network that Spock mentioned in the club culture talk. We had many friend groups from festivals and other projects. Well, so what did you do at camp? You did puzzles. Yeah, we had a large puzzle together with the village teams. We had 200 groups that wanted some space and brought some very nice things to build up there. It ranged from small and unauspicious things to large stages with a lot of content, sometimes also just fun, but all very beautiful, this adventure park in the Siegelei Park. You can do that again. The same goes for camp anyway. So a big applause for all the groups who did nice things, as you can see here, as seen from space. There are sentinel images where you can see this camp from space, but this image is more beautiful and more colorful. So you're taking a deep breath. Go ahead. When you are looking at these events, I want to mention the people who are at the doors, give them positive feedback, and who are doing other things. I invested a lot of time, but every person who goes to these events is a motivator. So you can give an applause to yourselves and also the people who do a lot of work. We're sitting at a lot of desks and talking a lot, but it's not possible without the people who actually turn up. So that's really important. So I would ask Veta, can you open the map for the next slide? Yeah, it's incomplete. The camp is missing, and the Congress and the Easter Hag is missing. There's a lot of chaos and chaos-related events in Germany. So there's not just the Congress and the camp. There's a lot of cool events even outside of Germany. Have a look. This map is not complete. Half is probably missing, but what can you do? Anything we have to add? Any last words? Have fun at this event. Thank you. Thanks for everything. We'll continue straight away. And we've got another highlight from our neighboring country. Greetings to our Austrians, Stony, Esti, and Donis interpreter. That's three people. Where are they? So, Esti, I'll give you the hand cucumber. You're wired. Great. So, go ahead. Take a seat. So, you're from Vienna. Then go ahead. Well, what I would like to tell you, we're a small country in Austria, and there's a small village called Vienna. And in a small cellar, there's this meetup. And 2 years ago, for the first time, I came into contact with the Mach's Auf project, and their goal is to make the Meta Lab accessible to those hard of hearing and mute people. There's the C3W meetup, and me and a fellow mute person wanted to go there. So together we tried and inquired with the CCC whether it would be possible to get a budget for an interpreter, and we actually got a budget, and this is how it started, how we started partaking in the C3W meetups with sign language interpreters. So what happened, I got to know several people who are not able to sign. And this is how it started, that we did a project together and we held a talk about the Fediverse, the two of us. It was also recorded. And yeah, this is how it went. And at the meetups, I also got to know a person who I'm doing a private project with. I suffer from multiple sclerosis, and I had the idea that it would be cool to hack a diving suit to have electrical impulses so that I can use it in my leisure time as a sufferer from multiple sclerosis. I saw this project, I wanted to do that, and through the meetup I got in touch with a person who could help me with that project and who I can follow this project with. Thank you. I met you yesterday. You started learning how to sign, right? Well, yes, generally in the C3W environment, a lot of people started learning how to sign because maybe you can use it in everyday in your everyday life, so not only at the meetups. Is it difficult? Is it difficult? It's like any other language. So it's like a complete language. Yeah. I was reminded of that. German sign language is different than Austrian sign language, and Swiss people have their own dialect too. So it has different nuances. So did you learn different sign languages? Do you understand German sign language? Yes. Sign languages do have dialects, and I can also sign in different dialects. German, a few signs. Well, you said that it's easier for Austrians to understand German than vice versa. Yeah, it's like in the real world, in the real spoken language. So this is why I'm speaking High German and I'm not speaking in a dialect. I'm sure we'd understand each other, but what is the Austrian sign for hacker? That's it. So it's bending your index finger onto the back of your hand. But what I like better is the sign for geek. It's the glasses. It's easier to remember. Cool. Anything you want to add? Anything we should address? Yes. I would like to add, the CCC made it possible to get a budget for the interpretation, but in the future we would like to have independent financing for sign language interpreters, and we founded an association that is currently looking for different associations who might become members in our association to collect member fees and donations so that we have an independent budget that we can use for different events. I've got a postcard here and I would like to make some advertisements for our association. So there's also the finger alphabet. You have your own assembly here, right? Yes, it's downstairs at the Meta Lab in the downstairs hall, quite in the middle. Hall 3, I think. Yeah, there's C3 NAF, and we can find out. MetaLab is the search term. Thank you very much. And I hope that a lot of interested people will contact and reach out to you. Thanks to our members from Austria, Stony, ST, and the interpreter. Thank you. So, is it your turn or my turn? It's my turn. We will call, or others will call, Mulana and Forvi will be telling some stories. Do we have mics? So, one from me, one from Henning. You don't have an hour. Hi? Hello? I'm off. All right. So the CCC since this year's has reached its best age, 42. And for that reason, we thought it would be great to take a step back and think about where do we want to go with this club and society in general. And we thought we'd promote some creativity. So this is why we're having this call for stories. Send us your ideas and visions. And from the scientific viewpoint, we're already approaching the subject. There's the Catalyst scholarship that we just learned about. And We don't want to approach this only from a scientific point of view, but also from an artistic point of view. And this is why we founded another association, and we don't only want to prevent dystropies, but we want to see your utopias, and we want to do that from an artistic point of view. So channel your artistic skills. You can send in images, texts, games, comics, whatever, but it has to be experienceable online. But additionally to the online presentation, it will also be presented at the 38th CC. Of course, there'll be food as well, so we'll have a real vernissage. And for those who don't like sparkling wine, we'll also have other beverages in store. But what could a project like that look like? It could be a Chaos Communication Congress Solarpunk Simulator, where you manage the power consumption, where you've got to assign the shifts accordingly and equip the participants with weapons. Or you could record an audiobook about living in a country with perfect public transport. Well, that would be boring because everything would work. What about an authority of the future where this audiobook is set and people tell each other about the dark past with fax machines and so on, and afterwards all the authority processes will end with your personalized lucky melody? Or maybe you build a time machine to travel to the future with. Make a documentary about the first Ketsuan dress-up association and come back in time for the 38th CC. So let's get to the numbers and then we're gone. From January, you can apply. We will set free the tool in January and we'll be there in case you have questions. Maybe if you have an idea and you don't know if it fits quite well, we'll do it together. We will advise you throughout the whole project phase in order to have it ready by 38th CC, and our deadline is 29th February. It's a short deadline, it's only 2 months, but I'm sure you can do it, and we're looking forward to your contributions. Send us copies. We're excited.
So I'd call back Volkhorn back, this time with less bureaucracy, but the Datenschleuder, which is a magazine by the CCC, it means literally throwing around data. So we just learned the club turned 42, and in the early child days there were the Hacker Bibles 1 and 2, so there was 85 and 88. It's so long ago, it was before my time even, and I just know the stories of some people in the club who tell, well, back then we were living on the countryside and I was the only nerd in my village. Everyone was looking at me funny at school when I was talking about modems, and I was working with mailboxes, and I went to the library and there were this book, the Hacker Bible. And then they tell me how they found this world of the nerds outside the village, came to the Congress for the first time and found their people finally. And these stories were heard so often. Of course, these books had an impact on the community, around 200 pages with articles, with how-tos, with tutorials, important information like all the satellite frequencies. And, of course, people started working with these books from a historical perspective. What did they mean? What were the impacts? And then people thought, well, we could make a third one. And so they approached us from the CCC magazine, and we started working on it, looked at the old books, and we were considering, would we do it the same way? Well, maybe fewer satellite frequencies, maybe a few more articles. And so together we try to collect a lot of articles, rework a lot of topics, and I think we found a lot of topics that might be of interest, and now we just handed in all of the articles. They are being reviewed, and there will be a Hacker Bible 3 to the book meeting in Leipzig. It will be available. Of course, there were a lot of questions on the way. One of the most important ones. Yes, it will be A4. It will be the same size as the other ones on the shelf. We won the Catapult publisher for this book. We are very happy about that. And we have a few more changes. We are printing in color now. Yeah, if you are now on your mobile phones and are visiting your trusted bookstore from around the corner, you will see you can already pre-order it. Amazing. So if you need more information about the publication, there will be readings, maybe a pre-order CCC internal. If you want to get all the information, then visit ds.ccc.de/hb3hackerbible3. There you will have all the information. And Datenschleuder at chaos.social in the Fediverse, you can also follow that account and we'll have all the information. Are there further questions? Otherwise, I will just run. I'll not say, yeah, just get lost, but looking at the time, yeah, get lost. When? March, you said? Yes, end of March. Okay, let's recombine some people. So Khaleesi and Kantorkel, and what would be a four-year review be without looking 1 year into the future? So where to sit? And I have to sit next to Kantorkel. Everything should stay the way it is. You know, you're not doing a preview. You went further, not a one-year preview. Yeah, well, we sat together and thought we can't talk only about all the negative stuff. And so we had to go pretty far in the future to find something positive. But we brought milestones, especially old milestones. Yeah, let's have that on the screen. So turn old into new, our favorite topic. So the Vorratsdatenspeicherung in German. So the chat control is one issue, but the needless collection of all the connection data is another topic that's coming back again and again, and we'll see what we can talk about next year. And the VDS already has a few years advance, and we hope that it might be dead. But or what would be your prediction? Well, it was dead as often as the e-prescription already came. So maybe with the chat control it will now have a zombie twin and it will continue. So the Nutri score, it arrived, and from the Traffic Light Coalition we might get a few things that are helpful, finally, and we hope at the 39C3 we can talk about the repairability index. So the Nutri-Score is a nutritional index. And now what was teased earlier, so the IT security research in Germany is still illegal, and we hope that as soon as possible before the 99th C3, it is abolished, and the Traffic Light Coalition promised to attack that issue, and in 2024 a first draft should be worked on, and we hope that we soon have a legal opportunity to have fun with our devices. Okay, so 99C3, we'll not moderate this anymore, but we'll still be happy. Yeah, no, you'll be uploaded into the cloud by then. That is an awesome idea. Amazing idea. We'll have to work on that. No, I don't want to enter the cloud. So, anything else? No. How long did it take? We are in time, so we have time to have all the people?
Well, but we have to look at all the people again who talked today. We also have to get them on stage again and have them receive their applause. Oh, we're not singing today. Well, all those people even there anymore. Hurry up, hurry up. We're still on time. It's a big hand of applause for everything that happened in the last 4 years. Please, everybody get into the first row, first line. Also applicable to the people behind the curtains. Yeah, guys. Thank you very much. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for staying with us also online on the monitors. Enjoy the event here. Enjoy your devices. And definitely see you again next year. See you next year. Thank you. Bye-bye. So, we